Yeah, he should be back next week. I'm gonna skip to the. I'm gonna go straight to the Sefer. I'm gonna skip the Hakdama. There's not much there that's gonna build anything. The Chayre is basing the Sefer on the Midrash Rabbah v'Eschanan. There, the Midrash says Shloish Eser Hashonis Nikra Tfila. Tzaka, Shoah, Naka, Botsu, Kriya, Rina, Pagia, Nofel, Polo, Asiro, Amida, Chelve, Chanun, Zaka. Okay. I'm going to go to Daf Ches in the Hebrew version in the English one. I don't know what it's called. It's straight off to the Hakdama. There's a thing called Pirkei Psicha. Chapters of introduction or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
It's chashuv to have a look at, and then we'll start going into the... Okay. As a zog tazay, yesod ha-tzlocha va-omod ha-voyed hu ledat sha-tfile hi min ha-yesodes sha-kol oymed lalem. First thing we need to know when we start delving into the world of tefillah, practical tefillah, not the halachas of tefillah, not the just the etzem, what we're going to be dealing, the different types of tefillah, to know which tefillah, how to use tefillah. The first thing a person needs to know in order to have a tzloch in this area is that tefillah is one of the major foundations that everything stands upon. We know that Glimud HaTorah is for sure one of the foundations that everything stands upon it. Tefillah is a pillar that the entire binyan of Adam and Olam oymed alav. That's what stands. The neshama is completely tolu on this thing called tefillah. Whether we talk about avoidus Hashem, we talk about any area of your life. Whether it's spiritual avoidu, whether it's your gashmistic areas, it all comes via what's called avoidus atfilah. It's impossible to get what you need in this world without it. So the people that don't daven, that don't pray, that get what they need as well. So then we have to see also how that works. Okay. Vamru Chazal, Gemari Nida Daf Ein says like this: Ma yasa Adam v'yichachem v'yashir v'elo bonim zchorim. What it says: what should a person do? That he should be wise, that he should be wealthy, that he should have sons. Yevakesh rachamim mimisha chochma va'oisha va'bonim sheloi. What should he do? He should plead for mercy, means he should pray, to the one that chokhmah and wealth and bonim belong to him. If you want something, you've got to go to the person that's got it. You want chokhmah, aisha, v'bonim, you have to go to the person who has chokhmah, bonim, v'aisha. That's Hashem.
Yeah.
Without this, you haven't done anything. You haven't done enough. For kol shekain based tzora, and how much more so when a person has tzora, tzrichim anu litfois umonus avoseinu letzoik al kol tzora shelo tavo. Certainly when a person has tzora, he has to grab hold of the profession, the umonus of the fathers, of the avots, letzoik al kol tzora shelo tavo, sheatzakot hain hamatzilois otanu mikol hamikrim haroim. It's dafke tzaka. We'll see when we get into the sefer what it means tzaka, what it means tefillah. Aval tzaka is what saves us from everything. All the evil happenings in the world, what saves us from that is tzaka. Ubal adam lo yisalanu chas v'chilila tokum ala admois. Without that, you haven't got chas v'chilila any way of surviving. Ze loshen rabbeinu Ramchal b'derech Hashem. The Ramchal says in Derech Hashem, inyan ha-tfilah kimina sdorim, shesidra ha-chochme al-yoynahu, sheli yoyis ha-nivroim, makablim shefi mimenis barach, tzarech shiiz oyru ruhaim ala v'yikarvu loy v'yivakshu panov. Tfilah, what's this inyan of tfilah? Tfilah is one of the orders that are called that the Chochmah Elyona, the divine wisdom, organized in the world, is that in order for the creation, for us to get anything from Hashem, we have to arouse ourselves, draw close to Him, and request it from Him. First, you have to arouse yourself, then you have to draw yourself close to Hashem, and then you have to be mavakesh from Him. To the amount that a person arouses himself and grows closer to Hashem, so too will the Shefa come down on him. And if not, then it won't come down. He won't get the Shefa. He won't get what he needs. Biradova. There's two pathways in tefillah for us to get what we need from Shemayim. Reishis Masha Rogel Baha Bhavanosenu. The first one is what we used to, that's what we normally think about. Person needs something, needs a certain something, yeah. But according to his koiches and his merits, he's not going to get it. He for sure, through tefillah, he can get what he wants from Hashem to get what his request is. Means he himself on his own can't get it. But if he'll mavakash from Hashem, then for sure Hashem can give it to him. So that's what we understand. That nobody has a problem. That's how we understand tefillah. Right. But there's another aspect here. Tefillah is the gateway and the door to the storehouses of Shemayim. That even if a person is he's meritorious and via his actions or the ways of chesed, that Hashem wants to give a certain brocha, Yeshua to a person, it's there waiting for him. It's there sitting on the shelf and it's got his name on it. Bishvilo, this Yeshua that he needs, his brocha, whatever he needs, there's all, so it's for him. But he won't get it without tefillah. Hashem wants it to give it to him, and it's there, it's ready. Yeah. You won't get it without tefillah. If you don't have a door, nothing can move from one side of the wall to the other. You need a door, you need a gate. Tefillah is the gateway that everything passes via it. You want to get what's waiting for you on the other side, you need to have tefillah. If it doesn't go through that gateway of tefillah, nothing will come from koyach to poil. We learn this the famous limud from Parshas Bereishis, tiksev, v'kol siach asada terem ye ba'aretz, v'kol esav asada terem yitzmach. All the growth, the grass in the fields, it had not grown. And all the grass of this, yeah, you know, the grass, the, all the plants, the grass of the fields, whatever, didn't sprout yet. Because Hashem hadn't made it rain, he didn't do the mamtara. And there was no man to work the land. So the Pashto says is Hashem didn't make it rain because there's no one who's going to go there and plow and plant and do everything. Excuse me. Mufarish Rashi Sham. Well, what's it talking about? You make it rain, the plants will grow. Mazakashu tain odam lava desaret. It doesn't make sense, the pasuk. So Rashi picks it up straight away. And he says, Kashinigra Briasa Ilam, Bashishi Koidem Shinivradam. When the world was finished being created on the sixth day, before Briasa Adam, the Kolesa Vasada Dain Lotzamach. And the stuff that was going to grow in the fields hadn't grown yet, hadn't sprouted. From Yom Shlishi, when they were put into the ground, ad Yom Shishi, they're waiting. They're not coming up. They're there waiting, but they're not coming up. They're in potential of them law. You know why? Because it didn't rain. Lusa, make it rain. Umar tam lo imti. So why wasn't it raining? Lifisha adam ein lava de sodoma. The ein maki betavoison shel geshom. There was no man to work the land and to recognize the brocha, the goodness of rain. When Adam came to the world and he realized that this was a need that the world needed, then it rained and then everything grew. This is a Gemara in Chulin Daf Samach. There the Gemara finishes off and says, you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, he yearns for the tefillah of the tzaddikim. That means the whole system set up. And Hashem doesn't need me to make it rain, I can tell you. But the way the system set up is that if it doesn't, if you don't daven for it, it's not going to rain. Yeah. Hashem wants the world to be green and he wants all the stuff to grow. That's why he didn't put it in the ground to just rot and die. He wants it to be there. But without tefillah, it can't come into the world. That's the way the world set up. That's the system. So there's a big fundamental principle here in the whole Metzius. Nothing comes down into this world without tefillah. We haven't said who's tefillah yet. It could be you need something and I'll daven for myself and you'll get it also. We saw that.
Yeah.
That sometimes the tefillah of the tzaddikim is what's nurturing the whole world. The people that don't daven for children, they get children. How did they get children? Because some tzaddik was davening for children. So they got it through that tzaddik's davening. Well, it's not going to come into the world if there's no tefillah. If you see something in the world, you must know that it came through tefillah. That's the way it's entrenched in the world from the 6 days of Bereshis. Sheyamad al kol al pesach hakarka v'lo yinetin klum lo yosik begashmis v'lo yosik beruchnis at sheyavo odem v'yoytzi mipesach hakarka al yedei tfilosu. Everything standing there waiting to come down, all prepared. Gashmis, ruchnis lo meshane, but you're not going to get it without tefillah. It's only going to happen. It's only going to come out with tefillah. Shemekomokom tzaricha kol lavoy derech shara tefillah. Everything has to go past shara tefillah. Same as you do imports and exports, everything has to go past the tax man. You know, they have the customs department. You all have to go past customs. If you don't go past customs, you can't get into the country. You have to, everything goes via the shara tefillah. V'im lo yiftochoy hasharim, lo yol ma she'advorim muchanim v'yoyim lan. If those gates don't open, lo meshaneh, how prepared and how much is waiting for you, those gates have to be open. What's causing the ikuv, what's causing the problem is the broch and the tova is not coming down, even though zemuchan, it's ready, it's waiting, is because the shara shemaim aren't open. And tfil is the shara shemaim, and that's what we need to get in touch with. Avram was promised by Hashem that there's going to be Hemshech Adairus. But it's not going to happen without tefillah. It's only when Yitzhak davened, that's when he was answered. Hashem promised Gulus Mitzrayim. He promised there's going to be Gulus Mitzrayim. No, so then what do you need me for? No, because it's not going to happen without tefillah. But Hashem promised. Lo mashaneh, without the tefillah, v'nishbo Hashem al kach lavois. Not just he promised, Hashem made a shvur. Niflo. V'afal pikei nema v'yishma elakim is na'akosom. Hashem heard the na'aka. V'blo tefillah lo haya nigoilim. Without tefillah, they wouldn't have been nigoiled. But Hashem promised, v'nachinami, but without tefillah, nothing moves. V'chein v'haba mekoim is b'toyre mevur shekol ma shekiblu ha'avois v'kol ha'doyres hayerak al yedei tefillah. Many places in Nach, we see Tanakh, that whatever the previous generations, the Avos got, was only through tefillah. As we're starting to get a sense, Yakama Chashuv there. Ve'ine, move b'shem, v'reinich Reb Chaim Vital Zal, shebedoyres harishonim shel Chochma HaGemara, ha'isi terosom kova ubo ika v'doyso. In the previous generations, the Chochma, the Chachomim of the Gemara, Torah was the ikka kavua avoida. Va'ata be'ikvus in a mashicha, ikka avoida hiatfila. The same way as the chachomim of the Gemara, the times of the Gemara, the ikka avoida was Gemara, was learning, was limud at Torah, not Gemara, was limud at Torah. For sure they davened, but the ikka avoida was a limud. Reb Chaim Vital says that the generation of ikka is mashicha, the ikka avoida is going to be tefillah. When a poshutu, the ainah kavana shenishtana ha'inyan shel Talmud Torah keneged kulo. It obviously doesn't mean that now suddenly what Talmud Torah is not keneged kulo. Vada Talmud Torah is keneged kulo. The vada gam achshav dover echad min ha'Torah shove yosem mikol ha'mitzvos kulo u'mikol ha'tfilos kulo. Avada, one word of Torah, one understanding of a piece of Torah is worth more than all the mitzvahs and all the tfilas. Avada. One word of Torah is more than all the mitzvahs and all the tefillahs in the Torah. That's for sure. Ela, biyuram shel dvorim hu kedugmas Rosh Hashanah. Try to understand what Rav Chaim Vital means. It's more important for us to understand this. The same way as limud haTorah was the ikka, then tefillah is the ikka now. So what, I should stop learning and just daven the whole day? No, for sure not, because one word of Torah is worth all the tefillahs, as mapshatya, what Rav Chaim Vital mean. Take Rosh Hashanah. Shevada daf gemara shelayim din bo'esiyoy. The daf gemara that a person learns on Rosh Hashanah. Choshuv hu yis mitikei shayfa shelayisiyoy. For sure, it's more choshuv than shayfa on that day.
Yeah.
The daf gemara on Rosh Hashanah. You know what that's worth? Maybe much more than tikei shayfa. Who could it tenan? The Talmud Torah can neged kulam because Talmud Torah is neged kulam. Learning Torah, an hour of Gemara, a daf of Gemara, is worth all the mitzvahs. So for sure, it's worth more than tkiyas shayfa. Aval adayin be'em es ikka avoyda se yom hu tkiyas shayfa dafk. Umi she yelzels b'kiyo mitzvahsi v'yitfas rak et limud ha-Gemara, gam Torah ain lo. What would be if a guy would say, listen, I just heard now that Torah is much more important. Torah is much more important than tkiyas shayfa. So I'm not going to go waste my time listening to the shayfa. I'm going to sit and learn because I'm getting more schar. No, you don't even have Torah. Gam Torah ain't law. She can dafke mitzvah shayfa hi ha'avoida ha'mucheres b'yom zeh. Because what's the avoider now? What's the avoider that the Rabbeinu Shalom wants from you now? It's tkiyas shayfa. Ve'ike kviyas adam sikhe shetyeh al zeh ha'inyan. The zeh hu ikre shel yoyim. What's the ikre of the yoyim? The ikre of the yoyim is shayfa, not learning Torah. So avada, mitzad echad, learning Torah is more choshuv. But when Hashem says to you, yeah, but now I want you to close your gemara and go ya shayfa. If he doesn't, so then even his Torah is not Torah. Because we're not here for what we cheshbon out. We're here to do the Rotzon Hashem. V'chenu b'dorei shelanu, b'inyan ha'tfilah, sh'afal pi she'tzarech la'asos es ha'Torah keva. Now, why do we have to make our Torah the permanent avoider? V'kol esek acha arai hu la'musoi. Klapei ha'Torah, everything else is temporary. It's passing. The Torah is the ikka, and everything around it is, when I get round to it, I'll get round to it. The ikah, for sure, the ikah benefit of a person is only via his toiling in Torah. We call Malkum chashivas miyuchedes yesh lavoides atfila bedoraseinu. But there's a special importance of this generation placed on tfila. Ulechein tzarich lishtadel bo loydef acharei. A person has to make ishtadlus here and he has to be roydef after it. Yeah. And give it a particular importance. Because tefillah is the unique important aspect, the unique avoider of this generation. That doesn't mean we now don't learn Torah. The same as on Rosh Hashanah, the ikke is shayfa. It doesn't mean we don't learn Torah. It's just we understand shinyana the yom is there. The Shefa, Avada Torah stays keva. So too, in this generation, even though Torah stays keva, but there's a miyuchedistika place for tefillah that wasn't there in previous generations. Ulahabin ksata sheiches hemiyuchedis sheyesh tadare deikvus de mashicha letefillah. To understand just a little bit, the unique connection, what's this connection to the door of ikvus de mashicha, dafka to tefillah? There were plenty of generations that had more tzoros than us, terrible situations. Their tefillah was also choshuv.
Yeah.
What's so special about the ikfas and mashicha? That tefillah is the inyan. Yesh lo be'em anisko. שהדוירס האחרונים מיוחדים בזה שהם המעבר והשעה בין עולם הזה ליום המשיח. The previous generation's uniqueness was that they were the pathway, the gateway between עולם הזה to the days of משיח. וכשהצלפו כל הלימוד תוירה ומייסים טויבים והזכיוס וכל היסורים במסירת נפש של כל הדוירס יחד, if you take all the Maisim Tovim and the Torah and the merits and the Yisurim and the Mesiras Nefesh of all those previous generations, you join them up together, and then they're Koyach Kulam Tovel Gula. Then we'll come to the Gula. That's for sure going to happen. It's all they're waiting. However, if everything's 100% waiting, prepared for the Gula, as we mentioned above, if you don't open up the gate, it has to come through Tefillah. It's not going to happen. All that's waiting for us. The Gula is standing there waiting. It's imminent. But what's going to bring it? The same way as the rain was waiting. What brought it was the
Tefillah.
Yirmiyahu says it's through crying that it's going to come. The Goliaths are not going to end except through Tefillah. She sof sof called Dover Magia Rak Al Yaday Tefillah. Because at the end of the day, everything comes only through Tefillah.
Yeah. What is interesting, I think that we have a connection between the Torah and the Tefillah. If you have good quality of learning Torah, you will have also a good quality of Tefillah.
100%. Yeah. 100%. No, you can't leave Torah and just go Dover. Yeah. You don't see anybody doing that. Yeah. But it means that we have to put more emphasis, we have to put more effort, more energy into our tefillah and understanding our tefillah and utilizing the koichus of tefillah properly, because that's what's going to bring the gula.
Exactly.
The Gemara says, what should a person do to be matzil himself from the yisurim of ikfas in the Mashiach? Lasek b'toyer gemilas chesodim. So what, he shouldn't daven at all though? He should just be toyer and chesed? No, you have to find the balance of all these things. But we've proved that even if Mashiach is waiting, he's standing mamash at the petach, but the gate won't open. He can't come.
Yeah.
But only thing that opens the gate is that I've spoken about it often, and that's why the last galus is going to be galus Yishmael, because what does Yishmael bring you to do? It brings you to daven. Because there's no koich veitzim yoni you can use to beat Yishmael.
Yeah.
Against the other Goliaths, we had certain koichas, even though Golos Mitzrayim also ended because of Tefillah. But there were things, there was Purim and Dos, there were a lot of Yishtadlises you could make. Aval against Yishmael, there's no Yishtadlis you could make. We've been seeing that clear and clear. So that's what's Yishmakel. He'll cause Hashem to Yaras. We'll daven because we have no other Breira. So that's also the same kind of an idea that the Ika Voidi today is because of his Tefillah.
Yeah.
Umizbarim, Gibre Chazal Benida, Maya Sanam Vichachem, Yabe Vishiva Vimait Beschoira. The Gemara in Nida says, what should a person do and become wise? So we saw the one pshat. There's another pshat. He should spend lots of time learning and he should minimize his business dealings. Amru Haba Isakain Velo Elem. Plenty of people did that, and it didn't help them. So what you should do, you should daven. Where does chokhmah come from? From Hashem. Ma'akamash malan. Says Rashi, if the whole thing's told on tefillah, why are you telling me ma'abe yeshiva? Tell me, what should a person do to become wise? Tell him, sit and learn. But plenty didn't help. No, it's a daven. So what I have to sit and learn for? Daven. What is it that's making a person wise? The Yabe b'chokhma, the Yabe b'yeshiva, or the mevakesh rachamim? Daven or halo sagi? Our answer is because one without the other doesn't help. You need both. You need to do what you need to do, but you also need to daven, because without the daven, you won't get it, even if you're doing it the best you can. What should a person do to become wealthy? He should do business, whatever that means. You want kesef and zav, where are you going to go to? You do what you have to do. Yeah, you have to be yisav yitin be'imunah. But you have to be mevakesh rachamim. The ha lo sagi, because this without this is not enough. You need both. Ma yase adam v'yelo bonim schorim. Ha lo ha lo sagi, same thing. You have to make the shtadlis and you have to daven. Ein sham benida. All right. The sholosh metonos gedoilos shem chochma v'oisha v'bonim. The three big gifts. Chochma, oisha v'bonim. Yesh derek b'kedusha lahasi kol achasmim. There's a way in kedusha to get all of them. Plenty tried. You don't tell me plenty. Said, no, I don't want to be chochma. I don't need money. No, plenty tried. It's not happening because of a chesaron of tefillah. The tefillah here, makah bepatish lasogos kol habrochas kulam. Because without tefillah, you don't have the makah bepatish. That's what brings it all into the world. Imke. Yeah. Therefore, it's very important to learn and understand this world, this business called tefillah. That's the Gmar Malacha. That's what finalizes everything that a person is going to get in this world. Could be that he's made all the effort and all the toil to get all the gifts, ruchnias, gashmis, he's done everything he has to do. They're not happening because of a chesaron of tefillah. Yeah, but I'm davening. But maybe you haven't learned how to use the machine properly. The person gets given a computer to use, he has to learn how to use it. He has to read the instruction manual of that particular tool. He has to know. How does a person know what's waiting for him? There's so much brocha and chesed and gifts that Hashem wants to give us. It's just not happening because we don't know how to ask for it. Amna, ha'adam ha'ma'be betfila, kol ha'matonos muzumonos mutzoisloi, person who's ma'be betfila, all the gifts and all the things he needs are there waiting. The mamash there for him. When he ftochim asharim, v'icholu kol habrochos kulam al roishu. He'll open up the gates, it'll all come pouring down on his head. But a person needs to know how to do that. Yes. So Mitzvah Hashem, we'll carry on next week. We've seen now the importance, and we also understand that there's avada, the halacha is important. We saw that, we learned Hilchos Tefillah. We saw a lot of stuff you need to know, but more important, not more important, chas v'chalila, but as important, is understanding, like we said in the beginning, is knowing what tefillah to use, how tefillah, there's different types of tefillah. You need to know what, it's the same as when you bake a cake. Some cakes need a hotter oven, some need a cooler oven, some need a this, some need a that. There's a tefillah, we have to go. There's a ganze welt here, we have to go and learn it. Bezrat Hashem, to be continued.
Thanks,
Shabbos.
Shkoyach,
I think Eliel will be back next week, Bezrat Hashem. We can get him on board as well.
Okay.
He's coming back straight off to Purim, so he should be back in town next week.
Okay. Thank you.
Take good care.
Good Shabbos. Thank you.
Good Shabbos.